Hello, good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes through this meditative journey. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and to start every day. Each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So for this week's focus, it is balancing your life, the golden sphere. I think you'll find this meditation to be very helpful and memorable. So let's begin by taking the meditation position. Make sure that your back is straight. Your feet are on the floor, hands are in your lap, and your eyes are closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your legs, through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale nice, easily, slowly, gently, and inhale again from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily, gently. Very good. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk has roots that go all the way down through the floor, through the ground, and all the way in deep of the earth to the center of the earth. All the way down to the center of the earth. And you are one with this tree trunk. You are an extension of it. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is 18 inches from your body, all around you, in front of you, behind you, over your head, under your feet, on each side, all around you, no more than 18 inches. And this bubble has a stiff edge to it, like an eggshell stiff edge. And it's a beautiful golden color, a beautiful golden light vibration to the edge of your aura with that eggshell stiffness. This is your aura bubble. And now outside of that bubble, about 2 to 3 feet in front of you, imagine a giant violet flaming wall. And it's burning from the ground up. If you are having any challenges at actually visualizing any of this, do not be concerned. Intend, know that because your intention is to do these things, it is so. And continue to breathe nice, deep, easy breaths. And as you breathe, we're going to clear the chakras, which are energy centers that provide information on an emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual level. There are 7 primary chakras that together balance out each one of these energies so that you can be in full unity and alignment in every area. Again, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. So as you take nice, deep, and easy breaths, these energy centers tend to absorb and collect energy from outside of you. Someone gets angry and starts yelling, you may start absorbing this energy. And so this is a perfect opportunity to let go of any energy that you may have absorbed, any energy that may have been thrown at you, so to speak, in one way or another, so that you can operate in unity from your own perfect balanced self. So beginning with the first, second, and third chakras located at the base of the spine, which is the first chakra right at your tailbone, second chakra 2 inches below the belly button, between the ovaries and the reproductive organs for the men, and the third chakra located right behind the stomach. Take a nice deep breath and exhale out through each one of those chakras. Don't push the breath, just exhale and allow the breath to go out through the first, second, and third chakras. And inhale again, and as you breathe, nice, easy, deep breaths, begin to clear out any energy around survival. That survival means, how do I take care of myself? Do I have enough money? My health isn't totally what it could be. Let go of all of that. Let go of what any doctors have told you might be wrong. Let go of the job that doesn't want to seemingly pay you more. Let go of any struggle at being able to increase your financial situation, move your home, whatever it is, just allow yourself to exhale and clear that energy out. And as you continue to breathe, release energy from the second chakra that actually deals with sexuality as well as emotions. So any fear that you have of any kind around anything, as you exhale, just let go of the fear. Intend it, know it, feel it, see it, hear it. In whatever way that you experience the release, let it go. Let go of all the energy that are lower vibrations around fear, grief, anger, depression, despair, guilt. Whatever you may be feeling that is not encouraging, inspiring, or uplifting, let all of that go. And let go of any energy from sexual encounters or someone who has been attempting to be with you and trying to have sex with you on some level that you're not interested in. Let all of that go. Just know that as you breathe through the chakras, the violet flame is receiving and taking this energy right out of you so that you can be filled and balanced with what is right for you. Clear the energy from the third chakra as you release and let go of any energy that would hold you back from the true essence of your power. Any type of addiction energy, doesn't matter what it is, whether it's being addicted to Starbucks, being addicted to sex, drugs, alcohol, food, a particular person. Yes, we can be addicted to people as well. Just let all of that go. And let go of any need to control or any energy where you have been controlled by someone or something else. Just let it all go. And as you put your attention on your fourth and fifth chakras, fourth chakra behind the heart, fifth chakra at the base of the throat, continuing to just breathe easily, naturally, deeply. And as you exhale, release into the violet flame any energy that would block you from loving yourself and loving who you are. Any lack of forgiveness of yourself and others, let all of that go. And let go of any energy from the fifth chakra that would keep you from communicating clearly what it is you desire? Maybe you're not listening as you should. Maybe you don't believe that you're someone who is very creative and can create. But the truth is, you are truly a creative being. A being who is able to create in a manner that is perfect for you. So just let go of any ideas, belief systems, notions, feelings, thoughts, whatever it might be, that would keep you from loving yourself fully and being in full communication with everything life has to offer. Just let it go and put your attention at your sixth and seventh chakras. Sixth chakra is in the center of your head. Seventh chakra is on top of your head. The sixth chakra allows you to see energy clearly, and it's a chakra that deals with God perspective. So if you have any judgment about yourself or anyone else or anything else, let that go as you breathe and release it into the violet flame. There might be someone, something, a situation or circumstances that you have judgment around. Let it go. All energy is perfect the way it is, for our best and highest good. It serves us in some way, regardless of how we may judge it, as good or bad, right or wrong. It is perfect in its form. It's perfect in its application. Just keep breathing and release the energy from your seventh chakra on top of your head. And this is where you are able to know what you know, where you have awareness and you know, even without seeing, even without evidence, you know. So let go of any doubt or uncertainty. It can be doubt and uncertainty around a person, place, thing, yourself. Uncertainty about whether it's really for you or not. Let all that go. Breathing nice and easily, nice and deeply. Very good. And just let go within your aura bubble any other energies that might be there from any of the chakras. Just let it go into the violet flame as you continue to breathe. Your intention does it all. And you may experience it by seeing some of these images and how this energy is represented. You might hear it, you might feel it, you might just know it. And now we're going to get into the exercise and the focus for this week. And as I talk and guide you, just allow yourself to continue to breathe nice and easily. So life is like a big metallic golden sphere. So large, you can't contain the powerful glory and essence of it. Your life is that sphere. And it is all about your life balance. That sphere represents your life, and within the sphere are various aspects of your life that represent the different things, and that together in the sphere create the balance. Now I want you to put your focus on the violet flame. And as you focus on this violet flame, put your attention on the inside of the flame. Just go a little bit deeper, peek inside that flame, and as you do, you'll notice that your giant golden sphere of life is sitting right in the middle of your flame. It's a large sphere in the middle of this beautiful violet flame. The shade of the golden sphere is up to you as long as it's brilliant in vibration. And as you look closer into the sphere, notice there are images of various aspects of your life. You can actually look inside the sphere and you can examine these parts of your life where you're able to see it, know it, feel it, hear it, experience it, and whatever way that you're able to tap into these different aspects of your life within the sphere, allow that to be present for you right now. There's no right or wrong as to how these different parts of your life relay themselves to you. Use your full inner ability to tune in. And remember to keep breathing easily, deeply, and naturally. Now look deeper into the sphere and be aware of your current relationship with your mate, a spouse, or close friend. Take a look at that aspect of your life. Is it loving, kind, and gentle? Or is it annoying, problematic, unsatisfying? Just look into that current aspect of your life, one with your mate, spouse, or close friend. And these aspects will reveal themselves to you one at a time as you simply look inside the sphere. They will come up very much like images on a screen. And now see the relationships between you and family members. Your siblings, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and others who are like family. Are these positive relationships? Are they uplifting and easy-flowing, smooth, interactive relationships? Whether they are or they aren't, just begin to see, watch, like a film in front of you, within the sphere, what those relationships are like. And now notice images of you striving in your career, your job, or workplace. See the projects you're working on right now. See projects that you did have or that you want to have. Pay attention to how and what you are doing to secure the career of your choice or figure out what it is. Do not dwell on these images or however you receive the information around them. Just become more aware and in tuned with them. Pay attention to the educational endeavors that you pursued or would like to pursue moving forward. It doesn't always mean a formal education. It might mean training of some kind in a service or a trade. It might mean taking classes to become more current, heighten or strengthen what you already are doing or know. All of these things are forms of education, learning new things. Just take a look at whatever those educational endeavors are that you have done or that you'd like to do. And now focus on images of your health. How healthy have you been? What are you doing to maintain good health? What is it that you should be doing in order to be in a place of optimal health? However that shows up for you and is represented, just take a look, tune in. And take a look at your finances. Allow images of that to come up. What type of shape are your finances in? Are you in debt? Do you owe everyone without enough to pay for it? Are you fluid with money, bringing in more than you spend? Allow yourself to tap into this for a moment. And continue to breathe. Now, however you see these aspects of your life, be honest with yourself. Try not to think about how you want them to be or believe they are. Maybe you believe they're worse than they should be. Just see how it is for right now. Take the judgment off of it and just see it for what it is. Because all of these aspects of your life make up this sphere. Now, as you pull your vision back a little bit, still within the sphere, but you pull it back, you may notice how each area of life is tethered together by energy strings of various colors. Notice the energy strings of various colors. These strings represent a belief in separation and lack in the realms of time, energy, in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual unity. So let's begin to shift that stiff, non-yielding tether into a flow of energetic bridges that move the same types of energy from one life aspect to another. All right, so here we go. I want you to tune into the tether between your personal mated relationship and the relationships of your family. Do not get hung up on having to see or tune in again very clearly to the images. This is an exercise of intending that the tether between your mated relationship and the relationships of your family is making itself present to you. And no matter what color the tether is, notice how between them there are several, this tether has several electric blue dots along the string. So the tether can be whatever color it shows up for you. But on that tether are electric blue dots. And I want you to begin to see those dots melt away by the intensity of the heat from the violet flame. The tether is not being burned, just the electric blue dots on this string are being burned away. These blue dots, electric blue dots of energy, represent the blocks that keep you from flowing and truly having a connection from one aspect of life to another. in this case, the mated relationship to family relationships. Now see the tether between your family relationships and your career. See that particular tether, or the family relationships in your job or work, however, whatever that might be for you. And again, regardless of the color of the tether, notice how the tether between them, again, has several electric blue dots. And see those blue dots melt away by the intensity of heat from the violet flame. The tether is never burned, only the electric blue dots on the string are being burned away. You may see the blue dots being burned, you may intend it, you may know it, you may hear it, you may feel it, does not matter, but those blue, electric blue dots are being removed from the tether between your relationships with family and your career or work life. All right, now I want you to tune into the tether between your career and work-life aspect and your educational endeavors. See the tether between these two aspects of your life, your career or work-life aspect and the educational endeavors. And again, no matter what the color of the tether between these two parts of your life, notice that the tether also has electric blue dots on it, and that those dots are being melted away by the violet flame. The tether remains, the blue dots are being melted away. All right. And fixate on the tether between the educational part of your life and your health. Pay attention to that tether. And again, regardless of the color of the tether, and each tether, by the way, may be the same color or different colors that may appear to you. It's what, however it shows up for you. Again, notice on this tether there are electric blue dots representing these energy blocks so that you're not flowing between the two parts of your life, and start melting those dots away with that violet flame. And now take a look at the tether between the health part of your life and your finances. On that tether, see the electric blue dots. And see those dots melting away from the violet flame's heat. The tether is not burned, only the dots. And finally, see the tether between the financial part of your life and your personal relationship, because they are all connected one with the other. No matter what the color, notice how the tether between them has several electric blue dots right there on the string, and you know what to do. Those blue dots are melted away by the violet flame. And the reality is there are many tethers that cross, intersect between every aspect of your life within this sphere. And so now, just intend, know, perhaps you do see, that the tethers that stretch between all of these different aspects of your life, your personal relationship, your family relationships, work, career, your health, your finances, education, they all have tethers going from one to the other. And so allow the electric blue dots on all of these tethers to be completely melted away by the violet flame. And now that all of the electric blue dots are burned away from every tether, begin to see a soft purple, golden fluorescent light. It's a purple, golden fluorescent light. And see this energy pouring through each and every tether to every aspect of your life. Personal, relationship, family relationships, career, work, education, health, and finance. Through each one of these tethers is this beautiful, soft, purple, golden fluorescent light that pours from one part of your life to the next. And notice how this purple, golden fluorescent light energy illuminates not only the tethers, but it also illuminates every single part of your life. This purple, golden, fluorescent energy represents the abundant flow that links them all together. It's the same abundant flow for every single area and part of your life. And watch how that purple, golden light now begins to change to a soft blue, golden fluorescent light that flows through all the tethers in every part of your life. So that purple, golden fluorescent color is now changing to a soft blue, golden fluorescent vibration, and it is flowing through all the tethers and every aspect of your life. Simply pay attention to the color vibration change and how it is flowing through every aspect. You may see it, know it, feel it, hear it, be aware that this is what's happening at this moment in time. And this beautiful pale blue golden vibration, it represents an energy of peacefulness, easy flow, non-resistance, and connection. Now pay attention again to the color vibration change from a soft golden blue vibration to a soft pink golden fluorescent light vibration. And so this very soft pink golden fluorescent vibration is moving through every aspect of your life and the tethers that connect each aspect. So be aware of that at this time. This pale pink golden vibration connects love energy from one part of your life to another. Remember to breathe. Do not hold your breath. And now look how the soft golden pink light vibration changes to a pale orange golden fluorescent light energy vibration. So a pale orange golden fluorescent light energy vibration. And continue to follow this light vibration as it goes from one area to the next through the tethers, connecting all aspects together in joy. This is an energy flow that represents the full essence of joy. Pale orange golden fluorescent light vibration moving throughout every aspect of life and the tethers within the sphere. Very good. And because there is no time or space, there's no separation between any of these areas in your life, notice how the pale orange golden vibration has shifted to a very soft silver blue fluorescent hue that runs through all of the tethers and encompasses each and every part of your life. That orange golden vibration has shifted now to a soft silver blue fluorescent hue that runs through all of the tethers and encompasses each part of your life. This silver blue, truly pearlescent hue, is one that is the highest vibration within the universe. It is closer to the vibrational energy of heaven, and it's part of what brings every aspect of your life and all the different aspects and parts of the hierarchy of energy to flow through you. The peace, the love, the joy, the connection, the abundance. So now you have synchronicity in every part of your life. There's a natural flow that moves beyond the linear concept of time, allowing the golden sphere to raise in vibration and operate as the one unit of life that pulsates and penetrates the limited belief systems, the restricted heartfelt energy, and the causes of separation in the first place. This has all been shifted. It has all been not only cleared, but fully transformed. So by seeing and knowing, feeling, or simply being aware of all the connections in your life, all operating without time, without limitation, all together in harmony, you're able to live and experience things much more freely, more fluidly, with more ease, that allows the elevation of your consciousness and the experiences you have to be full, fruitful, abundant. So love, peace, and joy are now the armor that you wear in the unity of every part of your life. That's all that exists. It flows between each area. There's no such thing anymore as something taking too long, or, gee, that was fast, or everything in between, because there's no time. It just is, it flows, and it happens in the way that it should, in the moment that it is born. Whether that's a new career, strong relationships, abundance of finances, whatever that might be, optimal health, there is love, peace, and joy that is your armor that unites your entire life together and creates this sphere. Now take a couple more deep breaths. Nice and easy, from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale and allow yourself to move back just a little bit as you notice your sphere. This is your sphere of life. This sphere is very much part of you as you are part of it. So allow the sphere to move from the violet flame and allow it to fully encompass you and surround you as it moves closer to you and all around you. You are the center focal point of your life. As it is now more easily flowing, as it is more fluid, as no time or limitations exist, your life is in harmony and balanced, and you're able to experience it much more freely. And imagine a beautiful, great, big, huge, golden sun surrounds you and your sphere, a beautiful, pearlescent, golden sun, and absorb as much of this as you possibly can. Very good. Just soak it all up. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes and come back into the room, back into your life. I want to thank you for being with me this morning on the Morning Miracle Meditation. And I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges from Center of Light Miracles. If you'd like to know more about me or Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Find out about our courses, about our services, take advantage of the different articles and the recipes for the soul. Allow yourself to really accelerate and increase your growth, your awareness and consciousness as you step into the center of light where miracles are always created. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.